We will hold a straw poll for governor on this day after the primary during this edition of our Big Question. Good morning, I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio, 10 minutes past 7 o'clock on this Wednesday, August 13th. If the election were held today, who would you vote for governor? Mary Burke or Scott Walker, and why? We give you 30 seconds to cast your vote on air at 1-800-642-1234. You can also send an email, talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page, or you can tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. But I ask that you don't call in and just say the candidate you're voting for and then hang up. We want you to tell us why on the air. Okay? 1-800-642-1234. Let's take our first call, Diane in Wanakee. Hi, Diane.
Hi. I'm going to be voting for Ms. Burke.
And why?
And I'm voting for her because I don't trust Mr. Walker. I don't know what his agenda is for Wisconsin, just like we kind of didn't know what his agenda was in 2010. I'm afraid he could increase fees at state parks and on our licenses, and he spent a lot of our money campaigning out of our state.
Thank you very much, Diane. Our next voter is Bob in Butler. Hello, Bob.
Hello.
Go ahead. Who are you voting for and why?
Mary Burke, definitely. I'm not union, but I've been on the side of the people against Act 10 from the start. I thought it was a raw deal. I thought that it was below the belt, and I think Walker, just for that fact, needs to go.
Thank you very much. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. Post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. Our big question today, it's the first one after the primary, where Mary Burke easily defeated her Democratic challenger, Brett Hulsey, yesterday. With most precincts reporting, Burke had won about 83% of the vote to Hulsey's 17%, meaning that she officially will be on the ballot in November challenging Governor Scott Walker. So if the election were today, which candidate would get your vote for governor and why? Would it be Scott Walker? Would it be Mary Burke? Would it be someone else? Or aren't you sure? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. Dora tweets, Mary Burke, as she will work for all of the people of Wisconsin. It's land, it's air, and it's water. All right, thank you very much to Dora. We do have Mary who sent an email that simply said Walker. So, okay, we've got Scott Walker down for one vote. What about you? Let's go to Nathan in Beaver Dam. Hi, Nathan.
Well, hello.
Yes, go ahead. Who are you going to vote for and why?
Well, I'm going to vote for Walker, and because he has done a great job. He's done as much as he said, even though the Democrats have, you know, basically run him down and run him through the mud and tried to sling mud at him as much as possible. He's the most honest politician I've ever seen in the state of Wisconsin, and I think I'm going to keep giving him my support. I think he's doing a good job.
Thank you very much. Scott in Wisconsin Rapids, who gets your vote and why?
Mary Burke, for sure. I think the public needs to know that the budget is not balanced, and despite Walker's rhetoric. We need somebody that's going to bring the state together and get it out of dead last in the Midwest for job creation.
Thank you. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. We will go next to Rick in Grafton. Hi, Rick.
Good morning. I'd like to vote for Scott Walker. And to be quite honest, I think even right now the Republican Party's a little too liberal. I think we need a healthy dose of welfare reform so that no matter who gets a check from the government, they at least sweep the streets or do something. So Scott Walker.
All right. Thank you very much. So our next voter is Nancy in Waukesha. Hi, Nancy.
Hi. I would vote for Scott Walker as he has cut taxes and we now have a surplus. So I definitely support all that.
All right, there we go. You know what? We're tied so far on air. We have 4 votes for Scott Walker, 4 votes for Mary Burke. The polls show this is going to be a dead heat, and this unofficial, unscientific straw poll is is holding true, at least so far. We will take more of your straw poll votes in just a moment. I'm Joy Cardine. This is The Big Question on the Ideas Network. I'm Joy Cardine. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. This is a special Big Question straw poll. If the election were today, would you vote for Scott Walker or Mary Burke for governor, and why? 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. John in Footville is with us. Hi, John. Who gets your vote and why?
Well, Mary Burke is heads and shoulders above anything else that's coming along. Scott Walker belongs in federal prison. Mary Burke is honest and truthful and loaded with integrity. And Scott Walker's got the feds, all kinds of investigating committees following up on him, and the press has been lax about bringing it to the fore.
There you go with your 30 seconds. Thanks, John. We have your vote for Mary Burke. Paul in Waterloo is next. Hello, Paul.
Hello.
Yes, who gets your vote and why?
I would vote for Scott Walker. I actually used to be an employee at Trek Bicycle for 23 years, and when they closed up the weld department and the assembly department, I know there's at least over 100 people laid off from Trek when I was there, and I don't know how they skirt the issue on how she's creating jobs, but I know Scott Walker. I happen to be a truck driver now.
Sorry, Paul. 30 seconds. We want to get as many callers in as possible during these straw polls, so tell us who you're voting for and why in 30 seconds. We did tally your vote, though, for Scott Walker from a former Trek employee. Mary in New Berlin. Hello, Mary.
Hi, I would vote for Mary Burke. I think she has a jobs program that looks like it would focus more on the average person rather than special interests, and I think she would be less partisan than Scott Walker is.
All right, thank you very much. Tom in Heartland, your turn.
Hello, this is Tom, and I'd vote for Mary Burke. And I've got three tracks, and I just looked at one the other day that was designed in Wisconsin, built in China. But it was a marvelous design, and also I saw Scott Walker on a Harley Davidson wearing leathers versus Mary Burke in pearls and a office suit. I'd like to see her dress down a little bit and kind of meet the people, but I'm still all 100% with her.
All right.
And hear, hear, John, that was a great comment you made about Scott Walker being in federal prison.
All right. We got that. There, you got your 30 seconds in. Thanks very much. Dean in Viola says, I will vote for Mary Burke. Walker is dishonest and does not care for the poor or the elderly or anyone else who does not fit to benefit him. Mary will bring more compassion and common sense to the office. But Chris in Wapaka says that Scott Walker has pulled our state out of debt and is working for Wisconsin and all of the people. So we will tally that vote and go next to Marty in Avalon. Hello, Marty.
Good morning. I would vote for Mary Burke. Any candidate for any office that tries to quell voting rights by under the guise of a voter ID need not be in office. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Stevie in Milwaukee, who gets your vote and why?
Mary Burke gets my vote because although I don't necessarily trust her fully, I trust her far more than what Scott Walker has already proven to be.
All right. And our next caller is Bob in Madison. Hello, Bob. Your turn.
Hi. I work for the Department of Administration and have for a number of administrations. And I've seen this. I'd vote for Mary Burke, first of all. But I've seen these administrations or this administration kind of drop the veil and cut civil servants out of the picture, and they're working for campaign finances more than just about anything. So
All right.
Get integrity back in the office.
Thank you very much. Well, Mary Burke is pulling ahead in our straw poll. Again, unscientific straw poll, but something we like to do from time to time to just get a sense as to who you support for governor and why. What are the issues that are most important to you? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@WPR.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. We are tallying your votes on air, but we also give you the opportunity to vote in our online poll, which you will find linked to our Facebook page, and you will also find on WPR.org/joy. Lynn in Eau Claire. Hello, Lynn.
Good morning, Joy. I would vote for Mary Burke, and I usually don't get this radical, but I haven't seen, I have personally didn't see, but historically, since the 30s and 40s, a political party so skilled in lying as the Republicans have become.
Okay, thanks very much. Lynn, I'm sorry, that was Lynn. Now we want to go to John in Fitchburg. Hello, John.
Yes, I'm going to vote for Mary Burke. She has business experience. The Walker campaign and their group, they have no business experience. Walker needs a couple years so he can go back to college and get a degree. He has not even a bachelor's degree. The Native Americans are going to go down the drain in northern Wisconsin, and the state is going to be pillaged with this mine operation that is purely dictated by the mining interests.
All right, we have your vote. Thank you, John, in exactly 30 seconds. 30 seconds to state your case. You can stump for the candidate of your choice. Are you going to be voting for Scott Walker, Mary Burke, and why? And also, if you're not sure yet, I'd be curious as to why you haven't made up your mind. All right, Sandra and Racine, hi.
Hi, good morning. It would be Mary Burke. I think I would trust her more because of the history of Scott Walker, from his illegal tactics at Marquette University to the illegal activities of people close to him as county executive and now as governor.
Thank you, Sandra. Kathy and Owen, who are you voting for and why?
I am voting for Scott Walker, and I am voting for him because I've seen my property taxes go down. I am also a union worker, but I am more than happy to pay my fair share of my health insurance and my insurance. I am very thankful for Act 10.
Thank you, Kathy. Rachel tweets, I vote for Mary Burke easily. Governor Walker just hasn't done a good job, and the investigations make him seem sketchy. Thanks for that tweet. Tony tweets, I will vote for Burke. I do not trust Walker, and he will probably be a part of a national campaign in 2 years. So you can tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. You can post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. You can call us 1-800-642-1234 or email us talk@WPR.org. Brian in Green Bay. Hello, Brian.
Hey there. Good morning.
Yes, go ahead. Who are you going to vote for and why?
Scott Walker, for a myriad of reasons, because of his record so far in backing up what he said he was, and he's taking down the core curriculum to not mandate that in schools. Also, he's pro-homeschooling, he's pro-life, and those are issues that are quite important, and
thank you very much, Brian. We have your 30 seconds, all the reasons you could give us in 30 seconds. Ruth in Madison. Hi, Ruth.
Hi, I'm voting for Mary Burke. Scott Walker cut the deficit and raised taxes by borrowing money, and that debt will come due in a few years now. Thanks, Scott. And state employees were already paying 100% of their health insurance and retirement. That was now they're paying 105 and 112%, and it's just not fair.
Thank you very much, Ruth. Vicki in Oconto Falls, go ahead. It's your turn.
Mary Burke, because of Act 10 with Governor Walker, and also I don't trust him. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Pat in Fitchburg, go ahead. Hello, Pat. Go ahead with your vote.
Yes, I'm voting for Mary Burke, because I think she's honest, and Scott Walker is deceptive because of the suppression of voting rights.
All right. Thank you very much, Pat. Ezra emails, I cannot in good conscience vote for either a Republican or a Democrat, so I will be voting for someone not named Walker or Burke, who is yet to be determined. All right. Thank you very much. Let's go to John in Rhinelander now. Hello, John.
Hi, Mary Burke. Fitzgerald admitted straight out that the Walkerite cabal had the mining company write the mining bill. So there's no integrity with Scott Walker.
All right, thanks. 1-800-642-1234 or send the email to talk at WPR.org. As you can tell, we are fast and furious with these calls, so your wait will not be very long, and a line will open up for you if you found a busy signal. Todd in Comstock. Hello, Todd.
Hi. I vote for Mary Burke. I think she'd be better for our environment. I don't think Mr. Walker has any other thoughts other than thinking he's going to be president one day, and he doesn't really care much about the people of Wisconsin. I hope they never have any more mines. I hope they stop it all. And Walker sucks.
Well, let's not name call, though, or use vulgar language, but thanks for your vote. Peggy in Waukesha is next. Hello, Peggy.
Good morning. I would vote for Mary Burke. I don't trust Walker, and I think the environment is a very important issue, and I think she could handle it much better.
Thank you very much. Carrie in Rhinelander. Hello, Carrie.
Hi, good morning. I am going to unequivocally vote for Scott Walker. I am terrified that if Mary Burke gets into office, she is either going to spearhead or certainly go along with a concerted effort to overturn Act 10. And these callers that may not have worked with unions in present-day, modern-day society have no idea of how they just hinder business and hinder government workers by tying the administration's hands behind their backs.
Thank you, Carrie. Now to Ray in Rhinelander. Hello, Ray.
Hi. Once again, we're all bozos on this bus going nowhere as fast. I am forced to vote again for the lesser of the two bozos, but I'm voting for Mary Burke. I'm neither right-wing or left-wing. I'm a realist. So let's hope that this all gets straightened out for the betterment of all people living in the state. So Mary Burke.
Thank you. Mary in Pewaukee. Hello, Mary.
Good morning. Yes, I'm voting for Mary Burke. Her morals are more attuned to mine regarding voting rights, the government stepping on women's rights, labor laws, mining, and the environment.
Thank you. Long list in a short amount of time. Scott in Whitewater. Hello, Scott.
Hi. Lefty liberal, but voting for Scott Walker because I think it's time for our state government to hit rock bottom. I think Scott Walker will get us there. And I'd like to see our union brothers and sisters that vote Republican, like the Operators Union, see what it's like to work in a right-to-work state when he gets reelected. They can quit working and they can start protesting with their signs about the scab.
All right, Scott, we'll tally your vote. Nancy and Sheldon emails, I would vote for Mary Burke to bring honesty and integrity back to Wisconsin government. I want a governor who will be governing, not a presidential wannabe. Well, looky here. We have Mary Burke with 25 votes on air during our straw poll, our gubernatorial straw poll, and Scott Walker with 10. We'll continue our straw poll after we check the latest news. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. In today's big question, we are asking you, if the election were today, which candidate for governor would get your vote? Mary Burke or Scott Walker? Or other, or not sure. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk at WPR.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. So far, in our unscientific straw poll, Mary Burke is leading with 25 votes, and Scott Walker has 10 votes. We give you 30 seconds to state the case for your candidate, and our next caller is Matt in Green Bay. Hello, Matt.
Hi there. I'm going to vote for Scott Walker.
I'm a business owner and part of the 1%. He's enabled me to line my pockets and really squeeze my workforce. The other thing I like is that he's really put women in their place, and it's basically the right guy for the job. He's enabled me to squeeze everything I can.
All right, we're getting some tongue-in-cheek or sarcastic votes here, but yeah, it's up to you to tell us who you want to vote for and why. Ellen in Milwaukee. Hello, Ellen.
Hi. I'm voting for Mary Burke. I think she's very honest and fair and cares about our people. And I would like to see that mine for environmental reasons not being built. And I believe Scott Walker is involved in illegal activities, and I don't trust him. And I don't like the unfair campaigning he does, linking her with Jim Doyle. And I think he spends too much money.
That's your 30 seconds, Ellen. Thanks very much. We're trying to get as many of you on as possible. Dave in Menominee is next. Hello, Dave.
Hey, how's it going? I'd like to vote for Scott Walker. Just the fact that being a young American, I think that you need to.
I did not cut you off. I just want everybody to know that that was not me. Dave's cell phone apparently dropped off. But we have your vote for Scott Walker. Next, we go to Terry in Pewaukee. Hello, Terry.
Hi. I am voting for Mary Burke. I believe she is highly intelligent. She has degrees from some of the most prestigious educational institutions in the country. She has solid business experience. And I think she's a far better influence in Wisconsin, and certainly will not be as divisive as Scott Walker.
Thanks for the vote, Terry. We have Ken who emails, I vote for Scott Walker because of Act 10. Act 10 leveled the playing field in the public sector and gave the union employees the right to vote with their feet. They left the unions in great numbers when they had the freedom to do so. So that's Ken in his email. Let's go next to Cece in Middleton. Hello, Cece.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. Who gets your vote and why?
I'm voting for Mary Burke, and the main reason is generally return to humanitarian values. You know, I like the idea the other woman said, let's get rid of the mine idea, and let's raise the minimum wage. Thanks.
Thank you. Tim in Three Lakes. Hello, Tim. Who are you voting for and why?
I'm voting for Mary Burke because I think what Scott Walker has done to our schools is a crime. And also, he has never had a private job with the exception of the Red Cross. Since he was suspiciously leaving Marquette, he has never had a job other than that where he has been employed by the government. So he can't create private jobs because he has never had one. So I think Mary Burke has to be the best choice for our state. Thank you.
Thank you. This is a big question straw poll where we are asking you on this day after primary election day, where Democrat Mary Burke advanced to the November election by defeating State Representative Brett Halsey in the primary yesterday. Our special big question straw poll asks you to vote on air. If the election were today, which candidate gets your vote for governor and why? Is it Scott Walker or Mary Burke? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@WPR.org, post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page, or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. Next, we go to Ann in Campbellsport. Hello, Ann.
Hi, I'd vote for Mary Burke. Scott Walker couldn't even keep the promise he campaigned on, which was creating 250,000 jobs. I don't like his environmental record. And yes, raise the minimum wage.
All right. Don tweets that he is voting for Mary Burke. I find her to be honest and pro-education. Next, we go to Elaine in Shatek. Hello, Elaine. Who gets your vote and why?
Mary Burke.
And why?
And why? I think it would be the frack sand mines up here destroying northern Wisconsin.
All right. Thank you very much, Elaine. Scott in New Glarus. Hello, Scott.
Yes, good morning. I'll be voting for Mary Burke. I see Scott Walker is very duplicitous, dishonest, and lacking integrity. All you need to do to confirm that is watch that video of Walker when he meets with Diane Hendricks, talking about a right-to-work state, divide and conquer. He is someone to not be trusted, and he's an embarrassment to the state.
Okay, thanks, Scott. Our next straw poll voter is Wesley in Falkirk.
Hello.
Hi, Wesley. Go ahead.
Howdy. I'm going to be voting for myself because the whole team R, team D, my side, your side, it's hurting this country. And until people wake up and realize that the duopoly is hurting them, things aren't going to change.
Okay, thanks, Wesley. We'll put you in the other category. Joan in Eau Claire. Hello, Joan.
Good morning. I will definitely be voting for Mary Burke. Mary Burke is pro-education. Walker has slashed $1.6 billion from public education. I don't care for his, Walker's, environmental stance, and not to mention the fact that Walker has split the state with his policies. Thank you so much.
Thank you for voting. Joan in Eau Claire is, or wait a minute, did I? That was Joan in Eau Claire, sorry. Mike in Madison is next. Hello, Mike.
Hello. I'll be voting for Mary Burke. The misinformation about Penn leveling the playing field is disconcerting, at least. The reason so many people dropped out of unions is because unions are pretty much worthless. And in this day and age with the economy, why are people going to spend the money for dues if the unions aren't going to do anything?
All right. Thanks very much, Mike. We have Annette on Facebook who writes, I vote for Governor Walker all the way. He pays the bills and he cares about Wisconsin. Peggy on Facebook writes, Mary Burke, Scott Walker is influenced by too many outside interests. Matthew on Facebook says he will vote for Governor Walker, but doesn't state why. But that's all right. We do hope that you will call in and say who you are voting for and why. We give you 30 seconds, 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. Marty in Oak Creek, go ahead.
Good morning, Joey. I'm voting for Scott Walker because I believe he has the state headed in the right direction.
All right. Thank you very much. Laura in Milwaukee. Hi, Laura.
Hi. I'll vote for Mary Burke. Reason is she'll stand up for civil rights and voting rights. And I think we're losing a lot of that.
All right. Thank you, Laura. Is it Rusty in Seneca?
Yeah, good enough.
All right.
I'll be voting for Scott Walker, and the primary reason would be Act 10. Some of these callers are right. He did severely reduce the education budget, but it doesn't seem to be having much in the way of negative impacts with regards to our public schools' performance. So as far as I'm concerned, we're getting a better bang for a buck.
All right. Thank you, Rust. Larry in Hazelhurst. Hello, Larry.
Good morning.
Yes, who are you voting for and why?
Mary Burke, because she will work with all of Wisconsin. The only promise Walker has kept is to divide and conquer. That's no way to govern.
All right, thanks for your vote. Okay, so here we are 3/4 of the way through our straw poll during this special big question straw poll, asking you if the election were today, which candidate would get your vote for governor? Scott Walker, on air so far, 17 votes. Mary Burke, on air so far, 37 votes. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. We'll get to as many of you as we can after this short break. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. I'm Joy Cardine. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio, asking you during this big question straw poll, who are you planning on voting for in the race for governor in Wisconsin? Governor Scott Walker or his Democratic challenger, Mary Burke? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You get 30 seconds to state your case for your candidate. And our next caller is Mike in Glidden. Hello, Mike.
Hi, Joy. I'd vote for Scott Walker because I'm right in the mining debate. And despite what a lot of Milwaukee Madison people think, there are a lot of us up here that are pro-mining. And Mary Burke wants to curtail gun violence because it's killing our babies. But on the other hand, she's pro-abortion, and that kills a lot more babies than guns ever have. Thanks, Joy.
All right. Thanks, Mike. Our next caller is, it looks like Heidi in Hudson. Is that right?
That's correct.
Okay, go ahead.
I will be voting for Scott Walker, hands down. I'm a 25-year-old female in the dairy industry, and he has our interests as far as regulations and all that goes, as well as the frack mining. We're increasing gross domestic product for the state of Wisconsin and bringing in a lot of money.
All right. Thank you for your straw poll vote. David emails that he's voting for Burke. Obama brought the USA back from the GOP plundering. Wisconsin's GOP austerity leadership causes this state to lag behind the rest of the nation. Joe on Facebook writes that he's voting for Scott Walker. He's done great things for our state, and I'm confident he will continue to do so. And Peggy on Facebook writes, Mary Burke, Scott Walker is influenced by too many outside interests. Tom in Chautauqua is with us now. Hello, hello, Tom.
Hello. I'm voting for Scott Walker because he's brought mining to northern Wisconsin. I live in Chautauqua. I'm a small businessman. And he's created a lot of good-paying jobs for our young people up here so they can stay here.
Okay. Thank you very much. Cheryl in Mount Horeb, go ahead. It's your turn.
Hi, I'll be voting for Mary Burke because I feel that she is for education. Scott Walker has said he's against the core standards, and I think the core standards are doing well in our education and giving people a plan. I also feel that he's not fighting for the middle class. He's divided our state, which makes people very leery to do business here.
Thank you very much, Cheryl. Denise in Madison, go ahead.
Good morning. I'll be voting for Mary Burke. I believe that she has the business experience and the education to pull us out of last place in the Midwest as far as job creation goes. She's supportive of education, and I have viewed Scott Walker as a dishonest person. I have no trust whatsoever in his motives or his connections with the Koch brothers.
All right. Thank you, Denise. John in Rock Springs emails, Walker has brought out an ugly, hateful, divide-and-conquer attitude in Wisconsinites. If Walker had explained Act 10 plans before the election, he never would have been elected in the first place. Mary Burke is honest and will work for the common folk. Our next caller is Larry in Glenflora. Hello, Larry.
Hello. I'll be voting for Mary Burke. It'll be great to have somebody honest in there, and I agree with that other caller about Act 10. I think if that had been exposed before, I don't think he would have got the vote to get in. Hopefully a straw poll there right so far of 38-17 holds true for our election in November.
Well, the poll certainly. Thank you very much, Larry, for the call and your vote. The straw polls are certainly unscientific. They really measure who's motivated to call in during a given hour. So this is not a scientific sample by any means. But of course, the scientific samples in recent polls show that the race between Scott Walker and Mary Burke is neck and neck. So our poll here is showing Mary Burke with a lead, but we still have time for you at 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. Who would get your vote for governor and why? What are the issues that are most important to you in the race for governor? Janine in Superior is with us. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi. I'm voting for Mary, and the reason why is Scott Walker promised 250,000 new jobs, and he's only delivered 100,000, and he said, he made a promise, he said, hold me to it and hold me accountable. So I am, and he broke his promise. We still have not seen those jobs up here in the Superior area. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Penny in Menasha. Go ahead. It's your turn.
Hi. I'm undecided at this point, and the reason is Scott Walker supposedly saved the taxpayers thousands of dollars by cutting the school budget. Where did all that money go? Because from what I heard, it went to other politicians that are supported him. So I guess I just want to see that that money gets a better distribution. So I'm undecided. Thank you for giving me the opportunity.
All right. Thanks, Penny. Paul in West Bend. Hello, Paul.
Good morning. I'm Mary Burke. For the singular reason that Walker turned down $820 million, which was Wisconsin taxpayer money, which flowed into California and Illinois, when we could have had a high-speed rail link from Chicago, from Milwaukee to Madison and onward to Minneapolis-St. Paul, which is, if you take a look at the European rail system, that's the name of the game. This guy is totally, he's an ignorant, a self-serving person. Thanks.
All right, Paul, thanks for the vote. Mark in La Crosse, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm going to go for Scott Walker. I think that Mary Burke can't run away from what her policies were under the Doyle administration. That was a disaster. So I think everybody better look back in the past and see where she was at that point. And she can be just as divisive as any Republican can be. When people say that they'll go, that she'll fight for both sides, I don't think so. I've never seen that with the Democrats. They always vote their own way and avoid what the conservatives believe in. So,
all right, thanks for your reasons in 30 seconds. Jeff in Kenosha. Hi, Jeff.
Hi. Yeah, Mary Burke, because I moved to Wisconsin. One of the reasons was its reputation for clean, practical government. And under Walker, it just seems totally ideological and mean-spirited. Thank you.
Thank you. Next, we go to Todd in Green Bay. Hello, Todd.
Good morning. I'm going to vote for Scott Walker, and the reason is because the way he had to enact Act 10 because of the failure of the unions to negotiate with him on anything. And so he had no real choice to do other than to do that and also turn down that rail money because right now California is in the same boat. They took the rail money, and they regret it big time. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Todd. Randy in Madison. Go ahead.
How you doing? Good. I voted for Mary Burke. She stands for exactly what all Wisconsinites stand for, and that's progressiveness.
Thank you, Randy. Pat in Madison. Go ahead.
Yes, Mary Burke gets my vote. One of the things that I keep remembering is when Scott Walker got caught on the fake Koch brother call, he said that he thought about putting troublemakers into the demonstrations down on the Capitol Square, but reconsidered that because not because that could cause harm to people who are demonstrating, but because it might make him look bad. So we thought about that and then reconsidered. That's what he said. He's not fit to be governor.
All right. We have your vote as well. Pat, thank you. Robin from Onalaska says, my vote will be for Scott Walker because he is fiscally responsible. I always vote for the candidate who saves the voters money. Okay, there we go. Let's go next to Dale. And Dale, I'm not sure where you're from. Where are you from, Dale?
Arkansas.
Okay.
Arkansas, Wisconsin.
Okay, go ahead.
I'll be voting for Mary Burke because we don't need Wisconsin moving in the right direction. We need Wisconsin moving forward.
All right, thank you. Pat in Weston, go ahead. You're on the air.
I'm voting for Mary Burke because Mary Burke is a true business person. She'll help our state move forward. And what's next for Scott Walker on his hidden agenda? You know, our last 4 years, he has always a hidden agenda run by the Koch brothers.
All right, thank you. Bruce in Dodgeville, go ahead.
Yeah, say I'm going to vote for Mary Burke because hopefully she'll get the pardoning board back on board, get things moving. You can get a felony, but you can't get rid of one in this state.
All right. Thank you, Bruce. Mark in Milwaukee, who are you voting for and why?
I'm voting for Scott Walker. It's not even close. He came into governor when we needed to deal with the budget deficit and with the bad economy, and he had the guts to put forward Act 10, and the Democrats have been battling him since that time, and it's appalling how the Democrats treated him and his family during that time.
Thank you very much. Bruce in Toma, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm voting for Scott Walker because he's significantly lowered the unemployment rate in the state of Wisconsin. And also, I see Mary Burke is not being honest. She can't have her cake and eat it too, claim credit for creating jobs with her company, but then claim she had no knowledge of jobs getting shipped overseas. To me, that's a lie and being dishonest with the voters of Wisconsin.
Okay. You know what? I think we have time for maybe one or two at the most. Craig in Waukesha, go ahead.
Good morning. I plan to vote for Mary Burke because I believe she doesn't value education. She has experience in business, and she is interested in the future. Scott Walker is a very good imitation of Richard Nixon, and I cannot vote for the dishonest person. Thank you.
All right, and I see that we have a caller waiting who is going to vote for Scott Walker, but I just don't have time. So you can continue voting online at WPR.org/joy. We have an online poll there. On air, our results are Mary Burke, 51 votes. Scott Walker, 26 votes. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.